You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
Hour number three of The Drive underway. Fox Sports Knoxville, Russell Bear and Brandon back with you. Hey, how you doing? It's quitting time on your Monday. Getting the remnants of Hurricane Florence through there. It's just a steady light rain. A steady light rain for about the past, 36 hours or so. Hope you're doing well. Tennessee turning its attention to the Gators.
Go Gator.
As Florida comes calling. 7 o'clock Saturday night inside Neyland Stadium. Hey, it's Overreaction Monday presented by our friends at the Phone Exchange. Again, you want to go check them out on top of Bearden Hill here in West Knoxville. And you got old phones lying around. Just take them up there. They'll buy them from you. You can walk out of there with straight cash.
Straight cash, homie.
In your pocket. At the Phone Exchange, open 7 days a week. In business for over 6 years now. Kingston Pike, they pride themselves on their reputation for having a very straightforward process for buying and selling phones. Good folks out there and longtime supporters of The Drive, you want to go check them out. We want to work in as many phone calls as we can. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. If you want to jump in, let's just get right back into it here with Josh. Good afternoon, Josh. You're on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville.
What's going on, Russ? Burr?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, first off, Russ, let me say the reason I said that tweet.
Yeah.
I know you said the breaking balls was kind of how you show love, but where I'm from, redneck and your friends is kind of how you show love, so. I just didn't want you to think I'm chump, man. That's the only reason I said that.
Hey, Josh, you're breaking up really bad. Can we put him on hold and see if we can get a better connection? We'll put him on hold. Josh, we'll want to get back to you as quickly. I feel like we were working on something between our relationship. I don't know why. I have nothing to do with it. It's all Brandon.
He deserves to have his voice clearly heard.
Yeah, I know.
While he airs his grievance,
I can't understand what he's saying otherwise. So
I mean, I can't say that I blame him. What you and Brandon have done, it really
Stop.
Stunned me.
What did I do?
Encourage Brandon.
I encouraged him.
Yes. You've been leading him down the primrose
Go
path
back
to hell,
and check
you maniac.
The tape. You're the one who encouraged
check the
him.
Tape.
I thought it was in poor taste myself.
Oh, you're crazy. One of our best callers.
Is he back? Does he sound better now? All right, let's bring it back in. Josh, are you with us?
Yeah, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're much a lot better now.
Hey, the reason I said that tweet was because I didn't want you to think I was a chump, Russell. I know you said breaking balls is kind of how you guys show friendships.
Yeah.
Well, where I'm from, rednecking your friends is kind of how we show each other we're cool, you know? So hard feelings.
All right, so we're cool. Can Brandon still do his Josh impersonation, or is that?
He can. Right, I cool. don't care, but yeah. Don't call me Caller Josh no more, man. I don't like it. Just call me Josh.
All right, Josh. It's fair enough.
Hey, let me ask you one thing.
Yeah.
If we lose this game against Florida, give me a percentage on what you think the chances are we go 0-8 again in the league.
Ooh. I know people are saying that. I don't see it, man. I don't see it. We're going to beat somebody. We're going to beat – and I don't even think just one, man. I think we're going to win two or three SEC games, maybe two.
I hope you're right.
I'm going to put it at like 10%, 15%, 17%,
yeah,
22%.
Like
That's it.
I'm at like 70 if we lose this game. So,
oh, man.
Maybe I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you are too, but I'm right there with you.
we got better at every spot on the field, Bear. We got better at running back. We got better at receiver. We got better at quarterback. The two spots we haven't got better at is offensive line, which has played horribly, and defensive line. And when do people start questioning Will Friend? Or is it way too early still?
I mean, it's just way too early. I mean, he's starting Jameer Johnson, who's how much did you say that kid weighs?
I think he's listed around 270.
I mean, we're starting him at guard in the SEC, Josh. It's I think it's just a little too early. Now, if this gets to
but I was hoping to see kids like Tatum, kids like Johnson, Locklear. I was hoping to see some development, man. And I'll be honest with you, I think his offensive line is just as bad as it was last year. I don't see anybody developed. And
I think we're going to have to be patient this year.
Did you see 77 start for Georgia Saturday?
Oh no!
No, I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to, man. I'm not. He's watching a monster. Georgia. I know
he's
it.
A monster.
Yeah,
man, that one still stings, but he's already starting down there.
Yeah.
Anyway, take care. See.
They also played him at tight end in a game. Were you aware of that?
They play Cade Mays at tight end.
Yeah.
It's like my worst nightmare, man. Like Georgia, they've always been pretty good, but just not ready for prime time. They've always been a sleeping giant. Guess what? The giant's wide awake. He's rampaging through the SEC East, and there's nobody that can even challenge him this year.
Not only that, but he's coming in our backyard.
And taking our guys to add insult to injury.
Probably, I think, will end up being the best out of the legs. A lot of people forget how good Kevin was. He was one of the best linemen that ever played here.
And he would have been a long-time star in the NFL.
Had that freak accident.
He busted an ACL at the combine.
First drill. Took one step, Brandon, and blammo. Done.
I'm just glad we're back in the good graces with Josh. I'm glad that he forgave Brandon for his horrible, ill-timed,
well, it sounds like
poorly
thought-out show. I don't know why you're trying to pin this all on me.
I felt like he encouraged you.
It would have never came to the air
if you hadn't demanded that he do.
Yeah, you demanded
Josh's Alabama's offensive coordinator.
Well, he said we could still do it.
Do it for me, the Damien thing.
Let's do Josh as do Josh like as the host of the drive, bringing us back from break.
Hey, man, you're listening to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
That's not any good anymore.
No,
it's not as good.
You're scared of him now.
Yeah, you're cleaning it up.
He's a grown-ass man. You're taking his
placeholders out now because you don't want to offend the guy. That was the funniest part of it, is your, hey, man.
You can't do it at all.
I know.
Hey, man.
And now Brandon doesn't want to do it because he's too nice.
Yeah. His parents raised him good. Unlike me and you.
You just take a shot at my mom? At my mama?
Take a shot at both of our moms. More of a pity.
Phil is next on The Drive. Good afternoon, Phil.
How are you doing, baby?
Hey, Philly.
How are you and Brandon and Bart Bryant doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
So, Meatloaf making 6.1 million? That's pretty impressive.
What? He's calling Meatloaf.
That's pretty good, but it's not as good as Moose Knuckle.
Moose Loaf.
I don't even know what that knuckle crap is. I've never heard of it before. I know what a meatloaf is, huh?
Phil, Bear will explain it to you later.
I'm sure he will. Guys, 64% of Tennessee fans are your poll said they were
going to
win.
I'll have to check it. It was about 60%, roughly.
Well, my theory, we have the dumbest fans in America, is definitely going strong now. I mean, this is the worst Florida team that's ever come to Knoxville in my lifetime, and we're still not going to beat them.
Well, not with that attitude, we're not, Phil. Like, I understand why we're an underdog. If I'm picking the game right now, I would probably pick Florida to win. I think it's going to be a close game, and I think we're going to have a chance to win it, though. I'm not conceding anything.
Really? Think we got a chance, really?
Sure. Have you seen them play?
They were 4-7 last year, Phil. They've got a first-year head coach. They got beat by Kentucky at the Swamp. They weren't that much better than us.
We're probably going to lose to Kentucky, too.
Why don't you try for a second quick crying and start having some hope, buddy? Live in your hope, not in your fears, Phil.
Wow.
I'm a reality bear. I'm not living in a fantasy like 9-3 at the first of the year. Remember that?
Yeah. I thought we were going to come out better prepared. Sure I do.
We just don't have the players. I mean, you got Cade Mays down there at Georgia. You got T.J. Higgins and Amari Rodgers over at Clemson. I mean, it's just, you know.
It's going to take a couple of years.
It's going to take more than that. Probably take 3 or 4 years.
I don't think so.
You know.
No, I think we should know something by year two. All these guys flash in year two.
Yep.
No matter how bad the program was that they took over.
Yeah, and BYU beat Wisconsin, right?
I'm already dreading that game next year.
Is that here or away?
No, it's there.
No, it's here next year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a bunch of dudes named Tucker and Bryce come in here and throw for about 400 yards on us. That's going to be really fun.
Guys, the only way we're going to win this game is to I think we're going to kick a lot. There's going to be a lot of field goals kicked in this game, and we cannot afford any turnovers at all, and we got to force some turnovers to beat Florida.
I agree, and that's kind of what I was going to say. I mean, your concerns about our offensive line against their defensive front are perfectly valid, and I wouldn't expect for us to run for a bunch. I would expect it to be a rough day for Garantano, but if we can scheme them up and get a couple of big plays, you know, and that's the one thing that we've improved. I saw where we already have more big plays, like for 50-yard plays this year than we had all of last year in just three games. If we can get a big play or two out of Chandler, a big bomb to Palmer once or twice, if we can scheme them up and put some points on the board that way and score on defense and or special teams, then I think – you know, that's going to be our best chance, because here's the thing, Phil. Yeah, our offensive line sucks, but have you seen Felipe Franks play?
He's not very good.
Every time that guy throws the football, there's 50-50 chance it gets picked off. Every single time.
I disagree with Josh. I think our defensive line is better than it was last year. We just don't have anybody in rest passer.
Oh, man.
Congbo's not looked very good at times.
Oh, man. He's
– the kid that Pruitt got in trouble with Pruitt on the sideline, I think he's going to be really good.
He had a couple of pressures. There's that one play where they just about decapitated Loxley, where I think Taylor had the initial pressure, and then Batuli, like, jumped at him and just, I mean, they smothered him. Congbo did have one pressure. Johnson had a couple of pressures. Like
Do we have no sacks so far this year?
Well, who was the one that got a personal foul who had a pressure with it, and then took him out of the game?
That was Matthew Butler.
Well, maybe there's some hope with him. I don't know. Guys, I'm not going to get negative on Rhett Barnes until Wednesday. I actually think Tennessee's got a better 50-50 chance of getting this kid.
Josiah James on Wednesday?
Yeah. He's got a good relationship with Grant Williams, and – Tennessee's got a better program than Clemson. That coach at Clemson's on the hot seat. I just don't see why in the world he'd go to Clemson. Unless it's in-state ties or something. I mean, his dad played at Michigan State. He didn't even visit there, and he didn't go to Duke. I mean, we were the first major school to offer him. I don't know why he wouldn't come to Tennessee. It don't make no sense to me at all.
Oh, man, it'd be great to add a player his caliber for sure.
Well, it sure would, and it puts you, you know, in the hunt and mix for, you know, a deep run of the tournament the following year. He wants to play point guard, too. And we definitely could use somebody to play point guard, even though he's 6'5", 6'6".
I mean, think about how loaded that team would be at the guard position with Bone, Bowden, Turner, and Josiah James.
Yeah, we need that one great guard who can create a shot, which we don't have on the roster right now. And that the guy might be the guy who can do it. See you, guys.
Thank you, Phil. 865-546.
He's in mid-Florida week form, isn't he?
Well, we got a chance. Look, again, I'm not leaning towards picking Tennessee. I'm not.
You think this is our best chance out of, what, the next five?
No. I think, I mean, if you look at the recruiting, like Pruitt's out-recruiting Moose Knuckle by a long shot. I mean, they're down in the 30s, according to the 247s and the Rivals. They're
you
not
think,
really
you think
recruiting.
He's, you think he's shown some Butch-like tendencies? Some weird stuff going on down there.
He's a dork. They run a similar type offense. Here's the thought I had watching Florida play last night. And you see Mullen dancing, just looking like a – he's a dork.
Yeah, he's a goob.
Dan Mullen is the coach Butch Jones wishes he was. Running that spread option offense, wearing the cool shoes, connecting with the youth, all that stuff. He's the coach Butch wishes he could be. He's had success. He's developed players and, you know, put quarterbacks in the NFL. Butch Jones was close. Butch Jones is a poor man's Dan Mullen. And Dan Mullen ain't exactly a rich man from my perspective. You don't want to be a poor man's Dan Mullen. You don't really want to be Dan Mullen. You certainly don't want to be a poor man's Dan Mullen, and that's what Butch Jones is. And now he's cleaning out the latrines at Alabama. Stay with us. The drive continues. We'll select our North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week when we continue. More of your phone calls coming up. Stay with us.
The Drive. Monday on The Drive is presented by The Phone Exchange, Knoxville's easiest place to buy, sell, or trade pre-owned phones. Now, back to The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Let's get a call from Adrian. Hello, Adrian. You're on Overreaction Monday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, man, doing well. What's up?
Quick question. One, you know, I'm on board for whatever's left of this, you know, the rest of the season. I had no expectations going into this, and I have really no expectations leaving, you know, just stay calm and let it play out as it goes. my question is, who do you think is the top four explosive players on the offensive line?
Explosive players on the offensive line?
Trey Smith.
Yeah, like, who would you pick?
We only have one explosive player in the offensive line.
And he's kind of struggling right now.
Well, yeah, because he hadn't played football in like 8 months.
He couldn't do anything. He and Jameer Johnson just about got Garantano killed there in that drive on the second quarter.
Yeah, but then like three plays later, he'll take out three people on the defense and one of his own linemen with one block.
I mean, I'm not trying to dodge your question, Adrian, but I mean – It's hard for me to be complimentary of any of Tennessee's offensive linemen right now.
Do you think we'll improve as the season goes on, or do you think it's just a wait back and just let it play out and we'll start again next year?
Yeah, I think they'll improve. Now, you might not be able to tell in October because we play three great teams back to back to back. But I think that those battles, if they could stay healthy and we've still got most of these guys in November – when the schedule lightens up a little bit, yeah, I would be shocked if we're not a much better, more cohesive team come November than we are right now.
Gotcha. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Adrian. Appreciate the phone call. We did run for 350 yards the other day. What are we doing with the quarterbacks? Like, why are we playing Crist?
I mean, I heard you and John talking about voluntary action, which was a good addition.
Thank you. As opposed to the normal slop we crank out.
And at first, it didn't really dawn on me. It makes no sense. Why would you not get Garantano, doing the 2-minute offense there?
Yeah, that was my biggest problem with it. I mean,
because there's some of these games that we might be able to pull off a win in the SEC.
Yeah, like this one that we're about to play on Saturday.
After the game, Pruitt said that they wanted to get him in on, I guess it was the fifth series, and that was the fifth series. So it was predetermined that he was going to come in then, which, okay, fine. But to me, I think you have to be able to adjust to that on the fly. And keep in mind, it was only 10-0 at that point. It's not like we had the game in hand. I think at that point you have to realize, okay, it's 2-minute drill. A, we're still trying to win the game here, and B, Garantano needs this opportunity. We need to run it with our quarterback. We'll play Crist to start the second half. We'll give him that series. Or, like, I wanted to just let's roll with Garantano for the first three quarters and then turn the ball game over to Crist in the fourth quarter when hopefully we've got in hand. That's, you know, hey.
Yeah,
I'm no
knew
coach,
what you were talking about.
That was kind of my theory. But, yeah, it's weird to me that they just went ahead and stuck with that given the situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't – like, I've got a lot of questions about the offense. Like, I wonder – because they've been, I mean, pretty plain Jane – with what they've shown, except they did do a lot of wacky things, I think, just to make Florida work on it, like the Wildcat. That we haven't done that in, what, since A.J. Johnson left? Was that the last time we ran the Wildcat?
Yeah. And I like the idea with Tim Jordan back there. I thought it was a good look. I'd do it with Chandler, too.
Yeah. I mean, I can deal with it if it's especially, you know, you want Florida to waste time this week getting ready for it.
And if we're going to struggle offensive on the offensive line, the entire point of the Wildcat is basically to have an extra blocker in there, then, you know, we're going to need all the help we can get, all the different looks that we can get to.
There doesn't seem to be, like, I don't really know what Tyson Helton's offense is supposed to be yet.
I think it's starting to come in focus a little bit better.
I mean, I see some stuff that reminds me of, like, you know, your more classic USC kinds of.
Yeah. And that's what it reminds me of is the way USC plays. If
And I'm fine with it if we can, you know, get Lyman in here and execute it the way, you know, USC has the past 15, 20 years. I mean, they've won a lot of football games.
The thing you have to be that kind of puzzling to me is We line up in the I formation with a fullback a lot, which is everybody likes that. It's like, oh, yeah, man, old school. This is the way we used to do it. And to me, it seems like we really struggle to run out of that, which is really the only reason to line up in the I formation is because it's a power run formation. I see a lot of those running plays getting blown up or stuffed for no gain.
Right.
And it seems to me like our best runs come out of the shotgun or the pistol with three wide receivers. So – it's, you know, it's a tough spot for Pruitt and Helton to be in because this is what they want the offense to look like. We want to be able to line up and smash people when we have to, but we can't really do that right now. So do you shelf that aspect of your offense and just do what you can do to try and win games now? Or are you a little hard-headed about it, knowing that this is what we're going to do, and you might struggle to do it now, but hopefully it pays off in the long run.
I mean, that's
– I'm kind of the – like, I don't have a problem doing it against UTEP and ETSU, and it might look ugly at times, and we only score 24 points against a bad defense, but
SEC
we need
games.
To – well, we need to win this game.
Yeah, we need to figure
and
out what gives us the best chance to win.
If we can't block – these guys, we can't block Florida. There's no point in lining up and just smashing our head against a brick wall. Let's spread them out a little bit, give Garantano some room to operate. If we have to do it with smoke and mirrors, we have to do it with smoke and mirrors. But, you know, we'll line up and try and impose our will on Charlotte. You know, in the meantime, let's do what we can to win. Let's get T-Carp in here next. T-Carp, you're on the drive, Fox Sports Knoxville.
Hey, guys. Russell, I completely agree with you and was kind of calling to say the same thing. I mean, when we do line up with a fullback, I think our best play is that little pitch or a little toss or whatever they do. I think that's the best play they've had out of, you know, the traditional I formation with you know, a tight end and a fullback. And Bear, you kind of said it. I don't know what Tyson Helton's offense is. I mean, we saw pistol, we saw shotgun, we saw two back, we saw power eye. I mean, we just don't know. Guys, I'm just, you know, it's Florida week and I'm supposed to be hopped up and jacked and pumped. I'm blah. I'm like, I just don't want to get my hopes up. Am I wrong for feeling this way? Am I wrong for thinking?
You're just cheating yourself out of enjoying a good Florida. I hate Florida week.
Oh, I hate Florida. I hate Florida's guts. I hate them to death.
It's not like they're rolling in here with Urban Meyer, the serial killer, and Tom Tebow, yeah. Tim Tebow.
Hey, here's my thing. It's like, let's enjoy the week, the spectacle. I mean, Saturday night is going to be magic. It's going to be a great day. We're going to be down there at Leaderboard. Please stop by and see us on the Cumberland Avenue Strip before the game. Special three-hour edition of the Tennessee Tailgate here on Fox Sports Knoxville. The pageantry before the game. I mean, you talk about a charged-up atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the game's going to be fun. I do not think – if we lose, I don't think we're going to get blown out. I don't think we're going to get pantsed and humiliated on our home field. Go in there, be loud. Be optimistic, hope to win. And if you don't, it's year one of a guy who's learning to be a head coach. We're cleaning up a mess against a team that, the guy's been in this league forever. So, we don't have to press the panic button or anything like that.
Nah.
It's just
if you are Jeremy Pruitt, you're the head coach. What are you going to do against Florida? What are you scheming up? What's your game plan with what you've seen? I mean, do you spread it out and, like you said before, just let Garantano have some room and work? Do you throw it deep? Do you throw it short? Like what do you do?
A good mix of all of the above. Yeah. I don't think we've never been able to get a lot of – or we've never had a whole lot of success trying to run around the edges. You can't do it with Florida. They're too fast up front.
No.
Even when they suck, they've got – they're going to – you're going to have to run it straight at them and, mix it up. I want to see if they'll turn Garantano loose.
See,
I think they need to.
I keep hearing that. I think, you want to take your shots downfield, but I think we're going to try and be balanced. It's going to be a lot of, check with me, looking at the sideline, trying to take what the defense –
I hate that so much.
Take what the defense gives you. And it's going to be frustrating to watch offensively because we're not very good.
Doesn't that drive you nuts?
Yeah.
Not
it drives
really.
Me absolutely
I mean, everybody
nuts
does it.
Watching.
I mean, it's not like anybody in college football lets the quarterback go up to the line of scrimmage, read the defense, and check into whatever play he wants anymore. I mean, you look at Alabama, they're doing the same thing. Clemson doing the same thing. Ohio State, I mean, that's football now, man. You see it in the NFL some, too.
I would like to see us impose a world. We definitely don't have the horses to do it, but I would like to see us dial up some things like get a wide receiver on a linebacker. Get Tim Jordan or Ty Chandler just streaking right up the middle, just something like that to get to just make something happen. But we'll see. I just want smart play calls by Tyson Helton. I just want him. Let's say a guy runs a 5-yard out 15 times, but then dial it up to where he runs that fakes that 5-yard out and goes, or just something smart to where we're being productive and we're being constructive on our plays, not just this smorgasbord of plays from what I've seen. That's just what I would like. A good game plan and just smart play on and hopefully but just better coaching than what they've got. Guys, see you. Have a good one.
Thank you, T-Cart. Appreciate the phone call. Select our North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week. Was a big week in high school football. How'd that game against Soddy go, Bear?
Not real good. Catholic is getting just gutted with injuries at this point. They lost their starting quarterback with a broken ankle in the second game. They lost their backup quarterback Friday night to Soddy Daisy, apparently early, to another broken
Soddy
leg.
Daisy!
They played him off their feet last year.
Wow.
How'd West do?
Man, I don't want to talk about it. We were winning the game. We were beating Oak Ridge the entire game.
How about your adopted team?
They stole it from us right at the end. Who's my adopted team?
The Christian Academy of Knoxville, Golden Warriors, or whatever they call themselves.
Who did CAK play?
I don't know. I'm assuming they got their
– I know Farragut pounded Jefferson County's eyes shut. Kyle Carter, 177 rushing yards, 5 touchdowns.
He's pretty stout.
Yep, Hardin Valley beat Morristown West. Kelton
really?
Gunn, yeah, badly, 51-10.
Good for them.
Kelton Gunn, a 94-yard kick return for a touchdown, 107 rushing yards and a touchdown, 40 receiving yards and a touchdown. Jordan Graham in a 24-21 at West. 15 carries, 198 yards, two touchdowns.
West?
West.
What was the score of their game?
It was 24-21.
And they lost?
Yeah.
How do you have a kid rush for 200 yards and lose?
The dude played for Oak Ridge, bro.
Oh, I thought you said West. You were doing that thing with your voice,
Elijah,
man.
Howard. Oh, you mean speaking? West, Elijah Howard, West, five West. Carries, 93 yards, two touchdowns, and a 43-7 win for Webb over Grace. And Tonquez Ball, South Doyle, five catches, 117 yards, three touchdowns, and a 42-7 win for the Cherokees over Sevier County last Thursday. But this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week is Gibbs Ethan Humphreys. 21 carries, 188 yards, two touchdowns, and a 34-27 win over Campbell County for Gibbs. Congratulations to Ethan Humphreys. Big game for the Eagles. North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week, brought to you by North Knox Siding and Windows. Now, folks, if you've got any roof situations, a lot of rain this weekend, if you have any leaks in your roof, anything wrong with your roof, these are the folks to call. They'll come on out and do a free estimate, give you a good price quote. Call 865-689-0505 or just go online to NorthKnoxSidingAndWindows.com. They service all of Knoxville, West Knox, East Knox, even Sono, where the alderman, Philly, presides. You go check them out. Again, NorthKnoxSidingAndWindows.com. They also do gutters, doors, handrails, basically anything on the exterior of your house. Great folks and longtime supporters of the Drive and East Tennessee High School football at North Knox Siding and Windows. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. More of your phone calls on the Drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us.
The Drive. I told you there'd be shows like this. This is The Drive.
Jeff is next on Overreaction Monday, presented by The Phone Exchange. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
How you doing, bud?
I'm all right. Hey, this weather out here is about like Tennessee's season's going to go. Man, I'm telling you, this is about as bad as it's ever been. And I know we just sent Butch down the road, but, I mean, shoot me straight here, Russ. This is about to be a long, nasty road. I mean, am I wrong?
Well, I mean, it depends on what your expectations coming in were. I mean, if you thought that over the summer that, hey, we might be able to sneak one by West Virginia and we got Florida here and we'll beat Kentucky and Vanderbilt because they're a bunch of losers and, you know, we'll win eight or nine games, then, yeah, it's probably going to be a pretty long season for you. But
well,
if your expectations were, hey, let's just figure out a way to get to six wins and get bowl eligible, knowing that we're going to have some disappointing losses on the way, then you're probably still more excited.
Well, I mean, I felt like I had that realistic expectations going in. I think I was looking at a 6-6. I think that's probably pretty fair, but I don't think we're going to get there. I mean, and I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. Of course, we're used to that over the last decade, but I mean, I just don't think it's ever been this bad. And I'm not saying it's anyone on this roster's fault. Obviously the players are what they are. I'm not saying to prove it, you know, whatever. I'm just shooting you straight here, right? It's going to get bad. And I'm talking three wins, four
wins.
And I'm just telling you, I'll call you back. I call often, hey, but I'll call you back in a couple months.
Okay.
But that offensive line is about as bad as of an offensive line. I mean, the Stallings brothers make these guys. I mean, make the Stallings brothers look like but a
Jeff,
bunch of Bama O-line.
Jeff, here's where I'm getting my cold comfort. We're not as bad as Florida State's offensive line.
Well, you're right. Florida State and Nebraska, now those guys are in bad shape. Don't get me wrong. But, man, I'm telling you, That O-line is horrible. Richmond, You know, I hope he's got a career in modeling because I think that's kind of what he wanted to do. You probably think I'm crazy, but anyway, look into it. But he got pancaked like I've probably never seen a guy get pancaked.
Oh, my God. When that dude bull rushed Drew Richmond and about threw him into Garantano.
Woo! And I feel bad for him because
he's a fourth-year junior, a former five-star, getting ragdolled by a dude from UTEP.
I give these guys kind of the benefit of the doubt because they spent several years under Butch Jones, and that could screw anyone up.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Peyton Manning probably look about like Nick Stevens out there Butch Jones' tutelage.
God.
So I'm just saying, I'm just leveling. It's almost kind of you ever watch a basketball game or a football game, and when you start getting trounced early on, you start, okay, you know, this sucks, but, you know, it is what it is. But those are almost better, in my opinion, than a four-time overtime thriller loss, right? Because you knew you were losing, and you just sort of buckled down, and you just put the chin strap on or the jock strap on, and you're just expecting it. So I'm kind of in that zone a little bit. But to see what happened out there the other day, to see how our offense is just horrible, I'm not pointing fingers, just it is what it is. It's just a long road to hoe there, guys, and we'll see how it goes in a couple months. Great show.
Thank you, Jeff. I mean,
is our offense horrible?
These calls, man. I mean, I seriously want to stick my head in an oven. No funeral, please. I mean, on the Record Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question, 400 votes cast now. Do you expect to beat Florida? 59% say yes. 41% say no. Why are the callers so much more negative? And I don't expect to beat Florida, but I think it's going to be a very close game. I think we have an excellent chance to win. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we do. I think they're a little bit better than us, just a little bit. I don't think either team is very good, quite frankly, but I think they're just a little bit better, just a little bit. But I think we can win. But some of these, you know, Phil and Jeff and Adrian. My goodness, I mean, you would think that this is the worst team. You would think that Maryville High School could roll in there Saturday and give our guys a game. It's kind of pissing me off, quite frankly.
Well, I mean, we're
just waving the white flag.
I mean, don't get all upset now.
I mean, I'm as traumatized as anybody by Florida.
How much of this is just left over, just, you know, like whipped dogs? You've seen those dogs that just get beaten.
You see, speaking of dogs, man, you see these dogs in Florence that are left in the cages and they're flooding?
Yeah, and the people got to them and saved them. And what kind of idiot leaves their,
I don't know,
man.
Like, what,
dogs to die?
Is that not – can cruelty to animals, right? That's a crime, right, to leave your dogs in a – where you know a flood is coming and you just leave? And you obviously – are aware of your dogs because you have them in cages. You just leave them in the cage.
They were all wearing shock collars. I noticed that. So, I mean, they were all, I mean, they look like hunting dogs to me. I don't understand why somebody would leave their dogs.
I mean, that's just
beyond
cruel.
I mean, if you're just going to abandon them, at least don't lock them up in a cage. Give them a chance to.
Yeah, just sit there and drown them. I mean, they were sitting up there like on their hind legs, leaning on the cage. God knows how many hours.
Yeah.
Maybe a day or two, just standing on their hind legs against a cage.
To try and...
Just terrified, starving.
Yeah.
Drinking fetid water. I mean, it's disgusting. All right, quick timeout. The Drive, the shocking conclusion coming up. We'll try and bang through some phone calls in a power round. Coming up next, a little check and a wreck it brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Brill as well as we get set to wrap up Overreaction Monday presented by the Phone Exchange. The shocking conclusion of the Drive coming up.
The Drive. Now back to the Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Brill, the official law offices of the Drive.
The Bears beat the Seahawks tonight in Chicago, Monday Night Football. Oh, I'm going first.
Yeah.
Why am I going first?
Because you're the leader.
Check it. Go Bears.
I will
I'll check if the Bears get it done.
I'm going to check it as well. I think the Bears are going to come out fired up, focused, and prepared.
Rick Butler?
Yeah, I'm going to check it. But for the record, I said that before the break, so I'm not just following y'all's lead.
It was disrespectful for Bills' Vontae Davis to retire at halftime of their game yesterday.
I'll wreck it. I don't think it was disrespectful. I think it was bizarre.
I'm going to check it. At least play out the game, man. Your teammates, depending on you, your team got to support the dude. Very disrespectful.
I think something else is going on with Vontae.
Yeah, I'll wreck it. The whole – it just seems weird.
Inside the Manson Cult, the Lost Tapes premieres tonight, 8 p.m. on Fox. You know what a big cult enthusiast I am.
It is the one cult that I like, Russ.
You like the Manson Cult?
No, I wouldn't say that. Maybe that's poor choice.
You just said it.
That was very poorly phrased.
I found the whole Manson, like, helter-skelter thing.
The most intriguing. Always,
yeah, it was very – it's fascinating.
Charles Manson is the most insane cult leader of all time.
I'll wreck it. I actually worked with a doctor – back in the 90s, they got to interview him.
Oh, not sure where you're going with that one.
No, no. And he told me, I said, was he crazy? And he said, no, he was just evil.
Yeah, I'm going to wreck it. Roque Terrio, Jim Jones,
David Koresh.
I think Manson was more insane than Koresh. Just to name a few. Manson is a solid top five, though. He's on the Mount Rushmore of crazy cult leaders. With his swastika tattoo right in between the
eyes. I'll check. Anybody who gets a swastika tattoo is pretty crazy.
That is Check and Wreck It, brought to you by the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. They'll come to you no matter where you are. And turn your wreck into a check. Visit them online at wreckintoacheck.com. Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. Time for another phone call or two. Jason is next. Hello, Jason. No, Jason?
Matt.
Matt is next. Good afternoon, Matt.
How you gentlemen doing today?
Hey, man, doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. On my way home from work, had to pull over to the gas station and make this call.
Right on.
These fans are killing me. I don't know. One thing I hate about UT fans is we're the this is our year fan base, and I hate being tagged with that little cliche line that all of the fan bases like to rag us on. What did we expect? We went winless in the SEC and went 4-8, and everybody's like, this is the worst team ever. Well, no, last year was the worst team ever. If we get one SEC win this year, it's a leg up. If people are so depressed, they need to look at the bigger picture. Look at our injuries up until this point. Our strength and conditioning program is leaps and bounds better. We've got a full roster of underdeveloped talent, and I'm not saying the Drew Richmond is a disappointment. I hear everybody on here dogging the kid, and I mean, he's not lived up to the hype, the promise, or the rating, or all that. But I mean, we all know that there's going to be stars don't matter with everybody. There's going to be these high end recruits that don't pan out, and there's going to be those three stars that come out and play like five stars. I mean, you can go to Iowa State and look at Campbell and Keem Butler and all them, and there's studs all over the rating, so I don't see why people get so stuck up on the Drew Richmond thing. We're just an underdeveloped team. Come out, expect a real expectation. If we go 4-8, but with an SEC win, I'm happy. If we go 5-7, even better. Like, I'm not holding Pruitt accountable for anything prior to that. The strength and conditioning program is a lot better so far. No, we should have stomped UTEP a little bit more. The thing that's disappointing to me is we bring Keller Christ in, and in the ETSU game, the three passes he did throw, he went 3-for-3, and he looked very decisive. He looked very sharp.
Hey, Matt, thank you. I got to jump in here, man. We're out of time. I do appreciate the phone call. You made some excellent points. Roger, sorry we don't have time, man. You're welcome to stay and hold on for overtime. Coming up next, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll do it again tomorrow here on The Drive.
The Drive.